This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. I completely missed that cue at all.
No, no, you came in dead in a timely fashion.
Well, I know enough to follow you, but if you fall on your face,
you really
I fall
misguided.
Too. Yes, I am.
Anyway, who do we have with us, Fast Eddie?
We have Rochelle Spector and Lindsay Constable.
You got that wrong. Constable. Cost here. A bunch.
Yes.
Like everything else in avionics and aviation cost a lot.
Yes, there you go.
And they are here for the I Heart Flying Foundation, which is Women in Flying / Scholarships.
Cool.
Yeah. Yes, hi. Thanks so much for having both Lindsay and I on with I Heart Flying. And super excited to be here. We're celebrating two amazing things this year. One, our one-year partnership with EAA as our main partner. And second, the launch of our second scholarship for 2018, Eagles Soar Hearts Explore. And we're doing $10,000 combined flight training scholarship to help two more young women get in the air this year.
Wow, that's very generous,
Is, that is a great sponsor, I'll tell you what.
And that's to start them through the whole path, in other words, materials, lessons, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also have other partners and sponsors on board. Bose Aviation, they donate their A20 headsets. King School, they donate a pilot bundle pack for any level of license. We have Jessica Ambatz on board, Aviation Life Clothing, Go Rentals. So we have a lot of great folks that are behind us.
Wow. All we need now are some women to want to go fly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, that is one thing that has really changed over the past years. You're seeing more and more women getting into flying, and in the military as well. There are a lot of fighter pilots, tanker pilots, transport pilots. They're women, and also in commercial aviation. We had a 737, what was it, Southwest Airlines, popped an engine in flight. It was a woman pilot. She greased the airplane in. Did a great job.
That means
job
she landed it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Absolutely.
She did a great job landing.
Yeah, the image of greasing an airplane is not pretty.
No, only when you and I are doing it, we leave
actually
a mess.
What I heard this morning, I don't know if you were there, the C-5 and the KC-10 that are here were flown in by the same woman.
Nice.
Wow. She flew one in, they threw her in a car, drove her back down to Milwaukee where she picked up the other one and brought it in.
Nice.
So that's
girl
crazy.
Power.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's good to be the king.
Girls fly.
Yes, the heavy they do.
And they fly well, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah,
They've got lighter arms, you know, they don't get so tired.
That's what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
That's it?
But a bump.
Yeah, I know. You're going to go with the better power to weight ratio.
That's
there.
It. Exactly.
There it is.
Exactly. So how do we find out more about applying for these scholarships or the whole organization?
So you can go to iheartflying.org. That's I-H-A-R-T flying.org. And you can find out about our missions and goals, where to donate, our current scholarship opportunities. Which runs until August 10th. It's a four-week period. And the total value besides the flight training scholarship for each of them would be about $7,500 worth of flight training scholarships
That's
and gear.
Significant. Yeah,
yeah.
That is quite something.
Yeah, we've already helped three young ladies so far this year, and by next month we'll have five just in 2018. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Are you guys pilots?
I am a pilot, and she is working on being a pilot.
She is a student pilot.
She sure is. And, that's what we're really about is mentoring, inspiring, and empowering women to say, if we can do this, you can do this too. And
right.
don't
and
ever let
way.
Yeah, don't ever let anybody tell you there's something you can't do. And,
yeah. And we have a lot of women, too, that are, you know, taking a non-traditional path. So they may have given up a life to focus on their family, you know, build up their family and have kids. And so now they're in their 30s wanting to become a professional pilot. So we want to support all of those women who are getting excited and igniting that passion for aviation. That's what I Heart Flying does.
And coming home.
Absolutely.
You know, there are some great role models out there, too. You've got like Patty Wagstaff, Julie Clark. Mm-hmm. Jackie B, I believe. There are a bunch of women pilots. Ashley Shelton, she's a wing walker for her husband, Greg. There are a lot of women doing a lot of things out there, and it's time we get more of them involved. And I like this program. This is great.
Thank you. Yeah, and just really showing women that there are plenty of viable career options in aviation available to them. Not just being a pilot. Obviously, we're trying to promote getting more pilots. I mean, at the end of the day, we're losing on average 87 pilots a day. So what do we do to fill that pipeline and meet the try to at least get somewhat of the demand filled for the airline pilots that we are going to need within the next several years? And the need and demand is there. And not only just for opportunities like this, but exposure, role models to go out there and that are willing to be selfless and pass the torch and inspire and get people excited, ignite that magic for flight. You know, what can we do to get people excited about aviation and actually want to get them to get involved, whether, you know, ATC, aerospace engineering, aircraft mechanic, I mean, even being a fighter pilot. I mean, there's so many exciting jobs available, and people need to know about them and where to look.
Right.
Right.
And that's what you're all about.
So do you plan on having outreach programs like to high schools or junior high schools? Or?
Yeah, I already started doing career days at some local schools and talking about, you know, from kindergarten and up, all the different career options available in aviation and a pathway to get there and, you know, different places to look for financial opportunities because, you know, it is quite expensive whether you're looking at a career option in commercial aviation or corporate aviation or whatever, you know, path you want to get into, you know, any financial help is help.
Oh, yeah. Although that is changing rapidly because the airlines are having to adapt because they can't get the pilots.
They can't get enough pilots.
So they're running their own training programs and such.
Yeah.
I was talking to Paul Prideker about that yesterday. He's with Air Wisconsin, I think.
Yeah,
he's... And he was saying that they're offering signing bonuses, and they are significant.
Yeah, very, very significant, like more than a year's salary.
Yeah, really. And that's how they're scrambling. And there are also airlines out there that are starting pilot training for their airline from ground zero. You walk in, you're a ground pounder. You walk out of there, you're an airline pilot.
Wow. Yeah, and there's a lot of institutions, for instance, aviation, Southern Utah University's aviation program. They offer a gateway program. And I mean, it's just a lot of these schools are just offering to where even at 500 hours, you can be an employee of, say, SkyWest, for instance, or, you know, and you're starting, you know, ground up, and they're offering to get your bachelor's and master's for pretty much nothing. And you're being paid as an employee starting your retirement. And I mean, there's so many amazing options out there if you want to get an education while doing your flight training.
Do you see an increased interest in pilots, becoming a pilot from women?
Yes, absolutely. Just in a four-month period with our scholarships, we've had over 400 qualified applications.
Oh, and now it gets difficult.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And our friends at EAA just love us for that one, going helping us go through those applications.
Yeah.
But you know what? Again, and that just really validates our journey and shows the need and demand for opportunities like this. And what can we do to touch as many people as possible? And, you know, I know we're touching a lot of people that we're not hearing from, but this isn't about us. This is about everybody else and us having a voice for those that don't and being able to empower others and, like I said, get people
and show
excited
them the way.
And show them the way, because a lot of people need that extra boost or encouragement or don't come from a family that says yes you can, or a situation where, you know, the father or family members are saying, hey, yeah, you can do anything. So whatever we need to do, again, to really validate their journey too.
Okay, now how do we find out more about you guys?
So again, go to iHeartFlying.org. That's I-H-A-R-T flying.org. And then also iHeartFlying is on Instagram, Facebook, me, I am Rochelle. And we have Lindsay over here at Costume
Travel. Absolutely. Yes. We actually have a pretty global following. So we talk to women all over the world, not just here in the U.S. and Canada. And these women come to us for advice, mentorship. They want to know how do I face these adversities and how do I move forward? Because, you know, a lot of them aren't supported as a female in their own flight training in parts of the world that, you know, you would think that they would, because there's not a lot of them. But so they come to us with those struggles, and we are trying to empower them, encourage them to really take the next step, overcome. Because as Rochelle says, what do you say about that airplane? It's the greatest neutralizer.
It's the greatest neutralizer. It doesn't care if you're black, white, male, female, at the end of the or who you think you are or how much money you have in your pocketbook. You know, at the end of the day, you need to be able to safely fly that aircraft.
Fly the airplane, fly the airplane, fly the airplane.
Fly the airplane. Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that on a shirt? Keep calm and fly the airplane?
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. And that's also a good life rule, too. Keep calm and do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, do whatever you need to do right. to get that airplane down safely or aircraft.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Don't let anybody steal your dream.
No, absolutely not. If you can think it, you can do it, for sure.
I mean, look at us.
Yeah, really.
Pursue your passion. Absolutely. So, and what can we do, like, not it's excitement, but fun. You know, we don't want people to be thinking like they're sitting and watching paint dry. We want to make this fun and exciting, whether you're talking about aviation safety or any aspect of aviation. So what do we do to make it fun?
Exactly.
I mean, don't know. What do you do to make it fun?
Hang out with us.
Hang out with us and try to help remove some of the barriers that take away from that, which is financial.
Right.
So if we can be an organization to partner up with other great organizations to limit those barriers and pull that weight off of people's shoulders, and they'll come into this without thinking, oh my goodness,
this
is a $250,000 investment.
Yeah.
They think of it, well, you know what? Here's how I'm going to do it. It's not taking the whole elephant at a time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You've got to really piece it up and say, okay, I can do this year, and move forward in that flight training the right way, a strategic way,
right,
to make it financially sound.
And that is changing now so
Absolutely.
Much. I mean, it used to be, get your license, get your commercial,
right,
get your instrument, go build time.
There's no rushing it.
Yeah.
There's no need to rush it.
Right.
You do it the right way. Absolutely.
Yeah. And like Lindsay said, you know, we're all about breaking down silos, coming together as a team to build one another up, because we can certainly accomplish much more together than solo. And that's typically, when we do launch a scholarship, we partner with like-minded companies, organizations, and flight schools to do two scholarships at once.
Mm.
So So now we're doing like two, which is, whatever we can do to help as many people as possible.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How many people do you have involved, like your organization itself, members or whatever you want to call it?
Well, you are looking at us right now. We are actually we have been growing rapidly, but we are a two-woman show at the moment.